This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A jury has reached a verdict in the federal death penalty trial of Boston Marathon bomber Dokar Tsarnaev. The verdict is expected to be announced shortly in a U.S. district court. Lawyers and survivors of the bombing are gathering in the court. The verdict was reached Wednesday afternoon after a little over 12 hours of deliberations over 2 days. Tsarnaev's lawyers admitted he participated in the bombings, but said his now dead older brother was the driving force behind the 2013 deadly attack. The jury was asked to decide 30 charges against Tsarnaev, including using a weapon of mass destruction. If the jury convicts him, it will move on to the second phase of the trial to decide whether he should receive the death penalty or spend the rest of his life in prison. More than 200 elderly and infirm Yazidis were freed on Wednesday by Islamic State militants who had been holding them captive since overrunning their villages in northwestern Iraq last year. The reunion was emotional. Some were too exhausted and disoriented to speak. A Reuters reporter saw a group of 216 people handed over to Kurdish forces near the city of Kirkuk. An explosion at a house in central Jakarta injured 4 people, according to police. A police spokesman said the most severely injured person was hit in the chest by nails in that blast. The Jakarta police spokesman says that an object found had nails and gray powder without a detonator or cables. The bomb seems to have exploded because of pressure, and an investigation continues. This is VOA News. A state-run media outlet in Iran is reporting that Iranian Navy ships have left for waters near Yemen amid a Saudi-led airstrike campaign to halt the advance of Iranian-backed Shiite rebels in the country. Iran's press TV Wednesday quoted a rear admiral as saying that the fleet will provide safety for Iran's shipping lanes and protect the interests in high seas. He said it will also seek to keep commercial ships safe from pirates. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras met with Russian President Vladimir Putin for bilateral talks in Moscow Wednesday. During the meeting in the Kremlin, Mr. Putin indicated that Russia could lift its embargo on food imports from Greece. That is, speaking to reporters after the meeting, the Russian president said that the leader of Greece did not ask for financial aid. Mr. Putin added that he and the Greek prime minister had discussed Greece's possible participation in the Turkish Stream pipeline project. An Afghan army soldier opened fire on a NATO-led troops, killing one before getting shot and killed in return fire. This happened in eastern Afghanistan. An incident in Jalalabad today resulted in the death of one Resolute Support service member. That came from a statement from the offices of the Resolute Support mission. The statement added that investigation is underway and a motive for the attack is unknown. British police were hunting for a gang on Wednesday who raided safety deposit boxes in London's major jewelry business district, making off with cash and gems and what local media said could be the country's biggest ever heist. The Metropolitan Police said the thieves used heavy cutting equipment to get into the vault at the unofficially unnamed deposit business in Hatton Garden, which is home to almost 300 gold, diamond, and gem dealers and more than 50 shops where they broke into the safety boxes. This victim says he's at a loss at how it could have happened.
It's a big shock for not only for me, for the whole people who's here, actually, because, you know, you cannot expect for the things to happen.
Police gave no details of what exactly was stolen, but the Sun newspaper said the haul could be as much as £200 million or $300 million. Royal Dutch Shell has announced it's buying gas producer BG Group for $70 billion. It gives Shell a bigger share of the natural gas market as oil prices fall. The companies put out a joint statement Wednesday urging shareholders on both sides to approve the deal. Shell says the takeover will add 25% to its oil and gas reserves and increase production by 20% over 2014. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.